Last Friday afternoon, along with Associate Vice Provost for Student Affairs Dr. David Davies and Vice Provost for Diversity Dr. Charles Robinson, University of Arkansas Chancellor Dr. David Gearhart unveiled the Silas Hunt Memorial Room in the Arkansas Union. The event began with a welcome note by Dr. David Davies.
In our efforts to promote diversity, the Arkansas Union began an initiative several years ago renovating the many meeting rooms in the building. And it was the goal of the union staff to set aside funds for one room per year to be designed and renovated by the staff, bringing in other departments from across campus to sponsor the projects.
The ultimate goal of the diversity project is to create a space in the Arkansas Union to which every student can relate. So far, 5 meeting rooms within the union have been transformed. The Silas Hunt Memorial Room is dedicated to Hunt, the first African-American student at the University School of Law. It is the last room of the series to be completed and features a mural by Jason Jones, a University of Arkansas graduate. Chancellor Gearhart says the university is working very hard to make the campus a place of inclusion.
The reason that this is so important today, opening up this room, is because it's an outward statement of how important it is to the university to have diversity, to have people of all colors come to the university, of all creeds, of all faiths. We are an open, inclusive university, and we want to signal that. And, of course, Silas Hunt is a hero to many people because he bridged that gap and, unfortunately, didn't live very long. He died when he was in his late 20s. But he has literally impacted thousands of people and students that have come here and that have been able to come here because of the first step that he made.
The 5 meeting rooms that have been renovated are 301, History of the Union Room, 305, Silas Hunt Memorial Room, 401, Razorback Room, 504, Aiming for the Stars Room, and finally, 516, Sustainability Room. Scott Flanagan, Director of Communications for Division of Student Affairs, explains the various themes.
The History of the Union Room is really about all about the history of the union. It has pictures of the union from where it first started to where it is today. The Silas Hunt Room was dedicated today and has the history of the African-American experience on campus. The Razorback Room really celebrates the Razorback itself and has a history of what the Razorback has looked like throughout time. So you can see the different Razorback logos from where they started to where they are today. And then the Sustainability Room is really all about sustainability and recycling. And we have some student artwork in there. It really just celebrates the fact that we are trying to be a very sustainable campus. And the Aiming for the Stars Room, it's really just a beautiful mural on the ceiling. It has some constellations, it has Old Main, it has a Razorback that all kind of look like constellations.
A year and a half ago, the University of Arkansas also created the Public Art Oversight Committee to increase and diversify the amount and quality of public art decorating the campus. The first project the committee was charged with was creating a sculpture of Silas Hunt. Dr. Gearhart hopes the installation of the sculpture will be a permanent outdoor monument to honor the memory of Hunt.
We are hopeful that the committee today, I believe right after this event, is going to be taking a look at a sculpture that will be placed, we hope, on campus that will honor the legacy and will be a visual tribute to Silas Hunt. I have seen a mock-up of the piece, and hopefully it will be presented and accepted today by the committee, and will be placed in a very special place on campus. And we're just delighted that his legacy will live on even further. Of course, we have a building named after him. We have this room. We have other evidence of what he did for this university, and this piece of art will further that.
Dr. Charles Robinson, Vice Provost for Diversity, says the renovation of the 5 meeting rooms, particularly the Silas Hunt Memorial Room, is an important step in the right direction. He hopes the university will reflect and celebrate even more diversity in the future. According to him, Many university programs currently in place are already doing so and are a matter of pride.
One that I'm very proud of is the Razorback Bridge Mentors Program, a scholarship program where we take young people, underrepresented students from, and underrepresented is broad. It's not just African Americans and Hispanics. We're talking about students who are low income, students who come from Eastern and Southern Arkansas, and we give them a mentoring program. They get some scholarship money, and we really try to get them acclimated and make them part of the Razorback family very quickly in their first year here on campus.
Scott says the Arkansas Union is the most appropriate place for such an initiative.
Really, the goal of today was to show the beautiful mural and to celebrate Silas Hunt's legacy. And the union is the perfect place for that because the union is the living room of campus. And it's where all students come, and we want everyone to feel welcome here. So that's really what this is about today, to celebrate Silas Hunt and his coming here and his tenacity. And his being a student here, and to let everybody know about that, and to say, this is the place for you. You are welcome here.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Iti Agnihotri Mudhokar.